AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ahead of the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's funeral, banners across Tehran urged the public to rise up in support of the Islamic Republic after the devastating war that killed the 63-year-old cleric. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The country's theocracy hopes to see millions flood the streets of the capital beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, a statue depicting Iran's slain supreme leader's clenched fist has been installed in the center of the city ahead of the funeral. The clenched fist also includes two missiles on both sides of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hand. Taxi driver Jafar Javadi tells the AP, "The leader's biggest legacy is perseverance and fighting against the global arrogance. The leader was martyred with his fist clenched until the last moment, and that's the most important legacy for us. His blood will not be trampled on, and we will continue down his path." Khamenei's flag-draped coffin is at Tehran's Grand Mosalla, alongside family members killed in the Israeli airstrike that came in the first moments of the war on February 28. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ahead of this weekend's 4th of July celebrations, officials are warning people to stay hydrated as potentially record heat grips much of the Midwest and East Coast. The heat has already affected some Independence Day events. Acting Venezuelan President Delcy Rodríguez is defending her government's response to two devastating earthquakes. Critics say the response has been too slow. More than 2,000 people are known dead and 11,000 injured. World shares were mixed today after the Dow Jones Industrial Average set another record. U.S. markets are closed today for the Independence Day holiday. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Kempin reports the U.S. has World Cup fever.
The U.S. men's soccer team's round of 32 win in the World Cup set a viewership record. Fox Sports says the U.S. Bosnia-Herzegovina match on Wednesday night was the most watched soccer telecast in English language history, with more than 24.4 million viewers. The audience peaked at just under 32 million. The U.S. won the game 2-0 to advance to the round of 16. It's first knockout win since 2002. The match topped the 22.3 million viewers on English language TV for the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup final. I'm Mike Hempen.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding will begin at 5 p.m. today and stretch until the early hours of tomorrow, with the event scheduled to take place at Madison Square Garden. This was according to a city permit obtained by the AP. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.